This Bible study resource is brought to you by Preacher Man Milo, a nonprofit corporation designed for the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. It's Bible study time here at the Preacher Man Milo podcast.
If someone asked you, why would we want police at a pizza party, what would be your answer? Because I'm struggling to find a good answer, and I have to find a good answer because this is part three of our pizza party series. It's all about pizza party police, and so I got to figure out, like, why would anyone want police at a pizza party? Like, what's the point? You're under arrest. Here's your citation. You need to surrender right now. For what? For putting pineapple on pizza or too much red marinara pizza sauce? What would be the point of pizza party police? We're going to get into that. I'm going to have to find some answer. I'm sure I will before this study is over. But before we get into that and anything else, because I kind of want to talk about a love triangle that made me feel free. So there's a lot going on today. Let's pray before we go any further. God, we love you, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify you, and we just thank you for your word, your will, and your way, and we ask your spirit guide our heads and hearts, because our goal is to better understand your word, not just to hear it, Father God, but to hear it, better understand it, and apply it to our lives. We love you, we trust you, we thank you, and we pray as a family in one voice, and we pray in that mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. All right, you guys, you already know what it is. It is Bible study time here at the Preacher Man Milo podcast. We're going to focus on the pizza party police and tell Jesus, hey, Jesus, I surrender. In fact, to Jesus, I surrender all. So I have another series called Love Triangles, and Love Triangles is not about polygamy. It's not about romantic entanglements or anything like that. Love Triangles is really about the power and the unison of three. You know how a triangle has three sides? And so in Love Triangles, we look at these concepts and scriptures and different things that are important on their own, but then you put them in relationship with two other things and you see this big picture idea that's so very important in our relationship with Christ. So it's really a comprehensive, synergistic approach to understanding truth. It might seem complicated, but it's really simple when I share all these different love triangles. Well, I'm bringing up that series, the Love Triangle series, is because today's study, today's session reminds me of one of these love triangles that I call the freedom love triangle, to really understand our freedom in the faith because of Jesus. So I'm going to talk about that later in today's study. I think it helps us see our freedom in Christ a little clearer. But before we talk about this freedom love triangle, we got to talk about these pizza party police, because again, it's my job to figure out why in the world would any of us want police at a pizza party. So let's get into that together right now. Welcome to the Preacher Man Milo podcast. I am your host, Preacher Man Milo. This is Bible Study Podcast episode number 63. This is Pizza Party Part 3. It's called Pizza Party Police, and it starts now. I surrender all because I surrender all hope that I can find some good reason for there to be police at a pizza party. Like, that's my assignment for this study. And the truth is, there really is no good reason for such an illustration. And that's hard for me to admit because illustration is kind of my thing. Like, this series is called Pizza Party, but it's really an illustration for the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is a different kind of study. And so we're going to go session by session, but I use Pizza Party to kind of bring that illustration out because illustration's my thing. And even in our last session together, it was called Two Things. I used Dr. Seuss, of all people, to talk about sanctification and thing one and thing two and the old you and the new you. So I'm all about illustration. Even in today's session, I told you I'm going to talk about a love triangle that's all about being free, the freedom love triangle. That's an illustration that I'm going to use as well. So illustration is my thing, but trying to illustrate how pizza party police makes any sense, I just can't do it. Because even if there was some weird reason for pizza party police, where's the pizza party court? Like, who's this pizza party judge at this pizza party court that says, hey, we're going to charge you and convict you for being guilty of what at a pizza party? Like, pineapple on pizza or too much red sauce on pizza? It just doesn't make sense. So I'm going to say that there is no good reason at all for pizza party police. And you know who I think would agree with me? I think the Apostle Paul would agree with me, because Apostle Paul would say, you know what? There's not only no need for pizza party police, but there's also no need, no reason for fruit of the Spirit police. I mean, think about this. Paul's talking about God's law, but let's think about today in the world, the 21st century, the year 2022. Could you imagine a police officer coming to you and saying, hey, I'm giving you a citation because you were too gentle, or I'm giving you a citation because rumor has it you were showing too much love or too much joy or too much peace? Like, these are things that even in the sense of humanity, there's no law against doing any of these things. Like, oh, here's your ticket. You're under arrest for showing self-control. That's not a possibility. You could be under arrest for not showing self-control and get a restraining order, but self-control is not against even man's law. Paul is saying, listen, it's not against any law, especially God's law, because when you produce from the fruit of the Spirit, you're producing what God causes us to produce. The Spirit of God leads us to produce, and there's no law against that because there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what Paul is actually teaching. Let me read Galatians 5:22, verse 23 really quickly. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Let me say it again. Against such things there is no law. There's no God's law. There's no man's law. Why? Because you're producing what the Spirit of God calls us to produce, because we are one of his children. So in this pizza party, there's going to be no pizza party police, because it doesn't make sense, because there is no fruit of the Spirit police. There is no law. And we got to focus on how they're not under the law whenever we're led by the Spirit. Let's read Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 to better understand this. Let's go to those scriptures right now. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, I just read to you Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and it's this small section of scripture that I'm going to use to better explain this freedom love triangle I've been talking about. I'm going to close out this session really making sense of these three scriptures and this love triangle that helps us see, okay, what is Paul talking about here? But before we go there, we need to slow down and better understand what's happening in Galatians 5, because Galatians 5 is the entire setup for this series. where we're going to focus on the fruit of the Spirit. So the more we understand what's happening here, the better. Okay, so really quickly, what I just read to you is Apostle Paul is saying, listen, if you walk by the Spirit, if you let the Holy Spirit lead you, because remember, your spirit man has been renewed. You've been born again. You're a new creation. You've been born by the Spirit of God. Last session, we said you're no longer thing one. You're now thing two, right? So if you let the Holy Spirit lead you and you're not being led by the desires of your flesh, well, here he says, not only does the flesh and spirit want opposite things, but you can't do whatever you want. But in verse 18, he says something very interesting. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Well, what does that mean? Why am I no longer under God's law if I'm led by the Spirit of God when it's God's law? Well, that's where the love triangle comes in. I'm going to explain that so we better understand it. But look at verse 18 again. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Well, remember last session, the very next verse, verse 19, that's where the Apostle Paul says, but the acts of the flesh are obvious, and he lists all these things that we do because of our flesh, things like sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, there was jealousy, envy, dissensions, fits of rage. All these things we're doing because we're led by the desires of our flesh, our fallen nature. If you remember last session, I know it was a complicated kind of study, but basically I was teaching that we're no longer thing one, we're now thing two. And this is what sanctification looks like. The old you versus the new you. God has said, listen, I declare that you are one of mine. You are set apart to be holy. That's the divine directive of God. And now the direction we move is to be more and more like Jesus, because the direction we're called to go in is a direction of the holiness of God. That's why his Holy Spirit leads us to do things other than the acts of the flesh. And what does Paul call those things? He calls them the fruit of the Spirit. That's going to be the focus of this series. So after verse 18, Apostle Paul says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And I just want you to see that when he gets to the fruit of the Spirit in verse 22 and 23, just five verses later, he explains the nine elements. And remember, he says, against these things, there is no law. So whenever you're reading Galatians chapter 5, I want you to connect verse 18 with verse 23, because then you'll see fluidly what the Apostle Paul's saying. He's basically saying, listen, when you're led by the Spirit, you will not satisfy what your flesh wants because they want two different things, but you're still no longer under the law. And what you do by your flesh is obvious. It's all these things like sexual immorality and jealousy and envy and fits of rage. But when you're led by the Spirit, you produce different things like love and joy and peace and long-suffering, patience, you know, so forth and so on. And then he says, against these things, there is no law. So how do you feel that because you belong to God, you've been called to produce things that there's no law against because you're producing the gloriousness of who we are in Christ, like the things where nobody puts a law. No one says, you know, I don't like you because you're too gentle or you're too patient or you're too kind or too faithful. Like we produce these things that are above the law because the Spirit of God is guiding us to be more like Christ. And I just love that we're called to produce those things and we desire to produce those things because we belong to Jesus. We belong in the family, the kingdom of God. Now, really quickly, I want to give a survey of what's happening in Galatians 5 before we get into this freedom love triangle, because again, the more context you have, the better. So I'm going to focus on Galatians 1 through 13, and then we can understand the context of this freedom love triangle that's based on verses 16 through 18. Okay, so verse 1, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says this, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Now what's happening here is Apostle Paul is saying, listen, when Christ sets you free, he set you free for real. He didn't set you free so you can become a slave again, which is the issue with the Galatians. They're being convinced to go back to circumcision and to traditions, to people who believe in Christ, but then say, yeah, it's cool you believe in Jesus, but we still think you need to follow these traditions and the circumcision And Paul is like, no, that's not what I taught you, and that's not the gospel that God gave me to give you, and so I'm going to come and correct you because we're led not by traditions, but by what? The Spirit of God. But here he says that it's for freedom that Christ sets you free, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I think of a few scriptures when I think of this verse. First of all, there's John chapter 8, verse 38. That's where the word says, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed, right? Like, that's what Paul is saying here. It's like, hey, when Christ sets you free, you are free for real. So don't be enslaved to some old thing or some inappropriate thing. I also think about 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. That's also Apostle Paul. Do not be yoked with unbelievers. And many people talk about that scripture. I did a Bible study called Walking on Eggshells because people say it's yolk, like an egg yolk, when that's not what he's talking about there. Of course, you can listen to that study later. Again, it's called Walking on Eggshells. I'll have the link on there. I was singing to Mia. That was a very different kind of study for sure, but it's a lot of fun. But basically, it's saying, hey, don't be yoked. Don't be slaved. Don't be closely intimate to anything that is the opposite of what a believer is, right? Don't let a clean animal be yoked together with an unclean animal. Remember, a yoke is this device that would yoke two oxen together. And so they pull in the same direction. And so here the symbolism is, you know what? When you are free from Christ, don't let anyone make you a slave to something that's other than Christ. If you're going to be a slave to anything, be a slave to Christ. The only thing that you are yoked to is Christ. And the reason why it's okay to be a slave to Christ with your freedom is because Christ is the one who sets you free. He sets you free for real. Remember, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 29 is where Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you because I am gentle and humble in heart. So we're called to be yoked to Jesus. We're called to be a slave only to Christ's law. Remember, Apostle Paul says in the same letter, I think it's Galatians 2, verse 20, where he says, I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And I think we're going to talk about that a little later more as well. But the big picture is Apostle Paul saying in this first verse, listen, Christ made you free for real. Don't get yoked to all this goofy stuff, these traditions like circumcision or what these Judaizers want you to do. Verses 2-3 says, mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. Now, Apostle Paul is now giving them a warning. Listen, if you think this circumcision has any power, you're going back to the old way of things, the old tradition, the old law, and now you're saying, I have to be perfect. And guess what? You're not perfect. Christ is perfect. So he's saying you're obligated to obey the whole law. Remember, before this, the Apostle Paul is saying that you're free. So don't be yoked to anything else. And here he's saying, if you get circumcised, you're now being yoked to obey the whole law. You're becoming a slave again, a slave to what Christ sets you free. And that's exactly what Paul teaches next, verses 4-6. Let's read those together. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. Now, here, when Apostle Paul says in verse 4, you who are trying to be justified by the law, you've been what? Alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. This is repetition to give us more illustration about being yoked with the wrong thing. Remember in verse 1, Christ set you free. Do not be yoked again to slavery. And here he says you have to obey the entire law if you get circumcised. And when you start trying to be justified by the law, you are alienated from Christ, meaning you're yoked to something other than Christ. You've fallen away from grace because you are yoked to something other than grace. If you want to be yoked to the love of Christ, if you want to be yoked to the grace that God has given you through Jesus Christ, you can't be attached to something else, some other rule, some other tradition. You have to be crucified with Christ because now you live by the Spirit of God who leads you, not your flesh, and surely not some old traditions that don't have the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, okay? Verse 5 says, for through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. And verse 6 says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. What a powerful verse. Apostle Paul is saying, listen, the whole legal aspect, you being a legalist and trying to follow these old laws or old traditions, that doesn't matter. When you start thinking that way, you are alienated from Christ. You're on the opposite side of Christ. You are falling away from grace because what you're trying to do is allow something else to empower you. And then he says, listen, if you're yoked with Jesus, like you're supposed to be, right? He's the one that set you free. Well, what did he do for us? He expressed his love for us on the cross. He expressed his love for us by giving his life so that we can have access to everlasting life, be in right relationship with God. So all Jesus does for us when we take his yoke upon us is that he expresses his love through us and we have faith in that love. That's all we're supposed to be doing, is expressing love to each other because we're yoked with Christ. That has nothing to do with traditions or old laws or circumcisions. It has to do with us being yoked to Christ who loves us so much. Remember, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That's Jesus Christ. Okay, so Paul is saying, listen, don't become a slave again to anything, Galatians. And also you 21st century Christians listening to Preacher Man Milo, don't be yoked again to traditions or legalism. All you got to do is show love to each other by faith because you're yoked to Christ, who is the one who sets you free for real. Okay. Verse 7, you were running a good race, who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth. Listen to that. You were running a good race, meaning you were running the race of faith, who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth. See how Apostle Paul says, who kept you from obeying the truth? Listen, when you're set free from Christ, the only thing that you are a slave to is the truth. Remember, Jesus himself says in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me. So basically, Jesus is the truth. So Paul is saying you do have to obey something when you're set free. You got to obey Christ. You got to obey the truth. But the truth is he loves you so much. He gives you access to everlasting life. He gives you access to right relationship and peace with God. Why would you not want to obey that beautiful truth? Stay connected to the Spirit of God, the truth of Christ, who expressed himself in love in the most magnificent way. So we're called to obey not the law or circumcisions, and we'll get into that more. We're called to obey the truth. And so Paul says, you are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? Verse 8, he says, this kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you, not from Christ or the advocate, the Spirit of God. God did not tell you that. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. That's verse 9. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. Said a bit differently, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And you know, pizza party, right? You put a little yeast in dough and it rises. So a little bit of legalism, a little bit of circumcision here, tradition here, it takes everything in the opposite way. We drift away from Christ because we're alienated from Christ. We're going to fall away from grace. Why? Because we're yoking ourselves to traditions of circumcisions and a little this, a little that, and it leavens the whole lump. It actually messes the whole thing up. So don't do it. Don't start getting back into traditions and legalism because Christ has set us free from all of that. Okay. Verses 10 through 12. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for the agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. Wow. Apostle Paul says, listen, for those of you who are agitating and trying to create these other ways that don't come from Jesus Christ or God, don't just circumcise yourself. Cut the whole thing off. I'd rather you just cut it off since you want to mess up everything. Apostle Paul was not playing with these people, okay? And then verses 13 through 15 is where Apostle Paul kind of exhorts us, encourages us to live by the fruit of the Spirit. This is what verses 13 through 15 say. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. That's what he said in verse 1. He's repeating himself. But do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Apostle Paul is saying, listen, we're called to love, express ourselves through love. We're yoked with Christ. Don't forget to love each other, because the alternative is you're going to fight over this, fight over that, jealousy, envy, strife, this tradition, that tradition. We're going to devour each other instead of building each other up as the body of Christ that we truly, truly are. Well, after he says that, we then turn to verses 16 through 18. The very next thing the Apostle Paul says is, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Okay, so now we have a very richer context of what's happening in Galatians 5. And now I can finally teach you about this freedom love triangle that helps us understand what Paul's talking about our relationship with the Spirit of God and when our spirit is led by his Holy Spirit. Let's focus on that and close out together right now. And remember, we have to say to Jesus, I surrender to Jesus. I surrender all. To Jesus, I surrender all. To him, I freely give. Why do we surrender all? Why do we freely give all to Jesus? The answer is quite simple. It's because Jesus freely gave, Jesus surrendered for us first, because he gave his life on the cross. And for those of us who believe in the power of the cross, we know that the crucifixion of Jesus is where innocent blood was shed. And it's that blood that pays the price for our sins. And now, because Jesus paid the price for us with his life, with his body, with his blood, we now have access to right standing and right relationship with God because of Jesus. We now have everlasting life because of Jesus. We now have access to the grace of God because of Jesus. Why? Because his yoke is easy. He gives us rest because he is gentle and humble at heart. And that's why we can't yoke with anyone or anything other than Jesus. He's the one that set us free. And that's precisely what Apostle Paul is teaching to the Galatians in chapter 5. And that's why I want to slow down and show you what I call the freedom love triangle. Now, before I do that, speaking of Galatians 5, I want to give a high five to all of you who have been listening, because you've studied with me in these first three parts every verse in Galatians 5. We went like verse by verse. If you recall, in part one, that was Mystery Slice, we just focused on the fruit of the Spirit and the whole concept of the series and what Paul is talking about there. And so we just looked at verses 22 and 23. But in part two, that was called Two Things. We talked about sanctification. We looked at the old you and the new you. I used Dr. Seuss to say, hey, you used to be thing one, now you're thing two. And in part two, we studied verses 19 all the way through the end of the chapter, verse 25. And so by part two, you read 19 all the way down. And then in today's study, part three, we focused on Galatians 5, verses 1 through 18, verse by verse. So good job to you for reading all of Galatians 5 so far in this study. A lot of Christians can say they know who Apostle Paul is. A lot of Christians can say they know that he's the author to the Galatians letter. Many will say, hey, I've heard about the fruit of the Spirit. But you went verse by verse over Galatians 5 in this study, and we're going to button up the context next session. But also, we're going to go element by element in this series over the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm very proud of you for sticking it out this far. I know it's a different kind of study, a different kind of approach, and I'm going to talk about that more in our next session. But for now, good job. You are a Galatians 5 expert, and you're about to become a fruit of the Spirit expert. I'm so excited for you. Okay, but for now, the freedom love triangle. I want you to draw a triangle on paper. And if you don't have paper because you're driving or laying down or washing clothes or cooking, well, with your mind's eye, just draw a triangle. On the top of the triangle, like a pyramid, I want you to write Spirit. And then on the bottom triangle on the left side, I want you to write flesh. And then on the other bottom on the right side, I want you to write law. So it should be Spirit, flesh, law. These are the three parts of the freedom love triangle. Now, we can study the Spirit of God separately, the Holy Spirit, and that's point number one. And we can study the fleshly nature, you know, our nature, our fallen nature to sin and produce acts of the flesh. We can do that separate. And we can also study the law of God separately. But when you look at them all together, this is the freedom love triangle, because we see our freedom in Christ is through his Holy Spirit. We're no longer led by the flesh and no longer under the law. And that's what's happening in Galatians 5, verses 16 and 18. But it actually happens before that. Remember Galatians chapter 2, verse 20? That's where Apostle Paul was testifying, and he said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. And he's explaining how he lives not by his flesh, but by Christ, the Spirit of Christ who leads him. Well, in that verse, he's pretty much talking about the relationship between his flesh and the Spirit. And he's saying, listen, I'm no longer led by my flesh, I'm led by my Spirit. But right before that, verse 19, he brings the law into it. And so what happens in Galatians 2, verses 19 through 20, actually sets up the discussion in Galatians 5, verses 16 through 18. So let me read really quickly for context, Galatians 2, verses 19 through 20. The Word of God says this, for through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So Apostle Paul is saying, listen, the life that I live for God. I died to the law through the law because Christ is the fulfillment of the law. Okay, so now let's look at this freedom love triangle. I want you to understand it. Let's read Galatians 5, verses 16 through 17. We're going to close out here shortly. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Okay. Paul's saying, listen, because of the Spirit of God, that's the top point of your freedom love triangle. Because you're led by the Spirit, you're no longer led by the flesh. It's that simple. Galatians 5, verses 16 through 17 says, the Spirit of God has freed you from being led by the flesh. You are free from your flesh telling you what to do. The desire of sexual immorality, impurity, witchcraft, idolatry, jealousy, envy, all those acts of the flesh, they might have the desire there, but you're not led by that. You're walking in the Spirit because of the Spirit of God. But you're not just free from being led from the flesh, you're also free from being under the law. That's what verse 18 says. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So I want you to see with the freedom love triangle, and again, I'm not unpacking this, I'm just trying to give you a visual, that what Paul is teaching is that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, frees you from being led by the flesh and frees you from being under the law. Now, why is that? It's quite simple. The Spirit of God is now indwelling in you, right? And so inside of you, first of all, you no longer just want the flesh to lead you. You now have the Spirit of God saying, no, don't go left, go right. The Spirit of God is inside of you, giving you directions to go the opposite way of your flesh. You are not led by the flesh. You are led by the Spirit of God. But also, if inside of you, you get directions that lead you not in the way of the flesh, but in the way of God, guess what? You don't need to be under external direction. So God's law on the outside of you, you're not under that because now the Spirit of God is indwelling in you and you're under the Spirit that's inside of you. You know how when you go to a new direction and or a new place and you need directions, you put it in your map, some device that says, hey, here's how I get from A to B, and it gives you directions, right? And so you need that the first time, the second time, the third time, but eventually you say, you know what? I no longer need this external map. I no longer need these external directions because inside of me, I know exactly where I'm going. And that's what Paul is teaching. You're no longer going in the direction of the flesh because you've been freed by Christ. And therefore, you're no longer under the law because now you're producing that which is above the law. And what is that you produce that is above the law? Joy, love, peace, kindness, and these different things that Paul talks about in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. So now that you understand that you're free from being led by the flesh and you're free from being under the law, now all you have to understand is the ingredients and the inventory needed to go slice by slice in this pizza party. And it's those ingredients and that inventory we're going to focus on in our very next session together.
You have been listening to another Bible study episode on the Preacher Man Milo podcast. And in a moment, Milo is going to close out with prayer and final thoughts. Now, if you liked this episode, it would be a good idea to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next one. Thanks for listening. Now here is Pastor Milo to close us out in prayer.
God, we thank you for expressing your love for us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We are so thankful through Jesus that we are in right relationship with you as your children. We thank you that we have access to everlasting life. And we thank you for the opportunity to not be led by our flesh, but to produce the fruit of the Spirit that brings you more glory, more honor, and more praise because you are so worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise. We just love you and thank you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray together as one family with one voice, and we say amen and amen. All right, you guys, for heavenly homework, I want you to focus on this freedom love triangle and the freedom we have because of Christ. I want you to read Galatians 2. Verses 19 through 20, and also Galatians 5, verses 16 through 18, and maybe draw out that triangle of the Spirit, the flesh, and the law, and kind of see how we're free from both being free from being led by the flesh, but also we're free from being under the law. Okay? I can't wait till next time. We're going to button some things up in our next study, and I have a nice surprise for you. So I'll catch you next time in part 4. Until next time, go with God and make it a happy day. In Jesus' name.